5 and verse number 1. Galatians 5, 1. And the Bible says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that ye be circumcised. Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, in other words, if you're living under the law, you have fallen from grace. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for freedom in the cross tonight, as the ladies led us in the song tonight, that we do have freedom in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, he took our sins. Jesus took our sins to that cross, and he nailed it to that old rugged cross. And Lord God, tonight, he took that sin in his body, and I thank you for that tonight. And because of that, we have freedom, and we no longer have to live in bondage. Lord, I'd pray tonight you'd bless the reading of your word, guard my throat, and guard my thoughts. Lord God, I'd pray for each and every individual that's walked into this place tonight. Lord, I'd pray that they start walking in freedom. I pray in 2021 I start walking in freedom, that I don't get entangled in the bondage of in that yoke no more of having to do this and having to do that. But Father, just leading where you have me to go, following what you'd have me to do. And Lord God, I'd pray when we walk out of this place tonight that we realize that we have a song that we can sing, and that song is, we have freedom in Jesus Christ. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. It's in all in Jesus' name I ask and do pray. All of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight and we look at the freedom hymn tonight, or the freedom song that we can sing tonight in Christ Jesus, I want to share this with you tonight. And if you'll go ahead and be turning there, hold your place right where you're at and just flip to Romans chapter number 5 in verse number 1. You're going to want to read this along with me as we get to this place tonight. If you've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, I have good news for you tonight. You have freedom from sin tonight. You have freedom from Satan tonight in the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to the church of Galatia that we have a freedom hymn that has to be sung loud and proud. Hey, tonight, brothers and sisters, we have freedom through Christ Jesus. Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As we come tonight and we read that, as we read that in Romans 5, 1, I want you to get two things. Number one, we're declared free immediately. Immediately when we put our faith, hope in Jesus Christ, right then we're declared free from our old sinful life and our old sinful man. Immediately right then. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're declared free immediately. We're declared righteous immediately right then. I want to give you this, and I want you to look at Romans 5:1, why I give you these list of things. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith. You have not yet joined the church. At this point, you've not joined the church yet. Therefore being justified by faith. Not, you haven't joined the church yet, and you've already been justified. Can I get an amen? He says tonight, you have not joined the church yet, but you've done been justified. You have not even paid a tithe yet, and you've already been justified. At the moment you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that blood is applied to your life, at that moment you're declared righteous in the sight of Almighty God because of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If there's ever been an amen at Union Chapel, that should have been shouted from the mountaintops. It's not your works, it's not your good works, it's not my works, it's not my good works. As we sung on the song before, we sang that he nailed it to his cross, that he paid the debt for us. We haven't joined a church yet, but we're already free. We have not paid not one tithe yet, but we're already free. We have not been baptized yet, but we're already free. Man, come on now. We have not given up all yet, but you're already free. You ain't even quit running with the same crowd yet, but you're already free. The moment you get down and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, at that moment, my friends, I want you to know you become a free, born again believer in Jesus Christ. Let me give you this. You say, well, what at the point do we do? At the point, this is it. At the point of freedom, all you and I have done is turned to Christ in repentance and received the free gift of salvation that is in Jesus Christ. You've not done nothing else at that moment but put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. And at that moment, you become free through the blood of Jesus Christ. So if we go back to the text tonight and we look at Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 1, Paul, now he comes here and he tells the church at Galatians, he says, I don't want you to get tied up in the things of this world. I don't want you to get tied up in some religious a group or some religious cult. I want you to know that the only thing that you have to do to go to heaven is put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, being washed by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Friends, he didn't say works will set you free. He didn't say church membership would set you free. He didn't say attending church every time the doors is open will set you free. He said that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. So I want to give you tonight, well, I don't know about you, but I'm excited to deliver this to you tonight. I want to give you four things that we should do and how you can sing that hymn loud and proud. How you can sing that freedom hymn in your life and no longer get back under that bondage of yoke that people put on you in your life. Look what he says here in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 1. He says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Number one tonight, if you want to know how to be able to be a happy Christian, I'm talking about one that's just got a pep in your step and you're glad that you're born again. I'd ask you a question tonight. Are you glad that you're born again tonight? Amen. Hey, I'm not going to hell no more. I'm going to heaven. Friends, I want you to know, I don't know if I'm more proud that I ain't going to hell than to know that my sins has been forgiven. Amen. Hey, I'm more proud to know that I'm no longer living under that guilt and that shame of sin. I'm living under the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know, you don't have to wait till you die to experience heaven. You can have a little heaven right here tonight. Can I get an amen? He says tonight, number one, we must keep standing in the freedom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want to be able to have that, what God has called you, I'm talking about you're saved and you want to live freedom tonight and you want to live free from the bondage of sin. Tonight, number one, you must keep standing in the freedom of what saved you tonight. If you're not careful, and I'm not careful, I'll get into a list of do's and don'ts in my life. But friends, I want you to know there's only one list of do's, and it's what he did on the cross of Calvary. Amen. When he went and he nailed himself to that cross, I want you to know that nobody hung him on that cross. Nobody took his life on that cross. When he went to that old rugged cross, he went because he loved you and he loved me tonight. And he said, I want you to keep standing in that freedom. Look here tonight. Keep standing in freedom. Number one, in the freedom of Christ. In the freedom of Christ, we have liberty or freedom tonight. Look what he says. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us. He says tonight, when you've been born again, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. At that moment, instantly, right then, you become free and you don't have to be entangled with the guilt of sin no more. You don't have to be entangled with the addiction of sin. Friends, you know what tonight? Addiction ain't only drugs and alcohol and what we around here talk a lot about. But I want you to know tonight, sin is an addiction. That's just something we do. We was born that way and we have a sin nature. But tonight, I want you to get this. You keep standing in the freedom that the blood of Jesus Christ has saved you from your sin tonight. Amen? He says tonight, keep standing in freedom, number one, because we have freedom in Christ. Number two, because we have freedom in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When Sister Denise and them started singing this song tonight, I knew that I was right on the money what the Lord would have me to do when we were singing that song tonight about the cross has made me free. Look with me tonight to Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 14, if you will. And I want to show you how we know that that cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it has made us free. It has set us free tonight. You know what tonight? Wearing a cross around your neck doesn't set you free. Putting a cross on your vehicle doesn't set you free. Having that cross implanted into that heart is what makes you set free. Knowing that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, died on that cross, hung and died and bled, that we may have life. We stand in that freedom tonight. I told a man this week, and I don't know who it was, but I told somebody, I talked to a lot of people. I said, my faith I put in Jesus Christ, that he bled and died on an old rugged cross, and I believe that tonight. And I believe he arose again on the third day, and I believe he set it on the right hand of the Father. If that's not enough to get me to heaven, hell's going to be my home. Hey, but on the authority of God's word tonight, I want you to know what he did on the cross is enough to get you and I to heaven tonight. Amen? You can't do nothing else to get there. You can't earn nothing else. Hey, you can't brag enough. It's all about the cross of Calvary tonight. And he says you keep standing in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but in 2021, I want to stand on the offensive side and get off the defense. Amen? You know what you do when you play defense all the time? You get beat to death. You get beat to death. You get beat to death if you're on defense all the time. If you're always on the defensive mode, you get beat to death. Every once in a while, I like to score a little bit, don't you? Amen? How'd you like a team all they ever done was kick 3 points, you didn't get nothing else? Boy, that wouldn't be a very good team, would it? Hey, I don't mind for a team to score 40 if I can score 50. That means I won. Friends, tonight I want you to know, though, devil, he's on that defensive mode against you, and he wants his church to be in the defensive mode and let you think that, man, we just come in, man, that we're just in a bad shape around here. Friends, we're not in a bad shape. We're in a good shape, amen? We're right where God would have us to be. There's not one single thing that's going to happen in your life in 2020, 2021, 2022 that does not have to sift through the hands of Almighty God. Friends, I want you to know tonight, he's got a plan for you, and he's got a plan for me tonight, and I want to be right in his will through the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says tonight in Colossians 2:14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Well, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, you don't, oh my goodness, get that out the door. You got to do this. Look now, listen, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. He said, we're getting them out of the way that was against us. You know how much was against me when I was lost? The whole world. My sin was against me. And there was nothing I could do to sing freedom. Boy, I got freedom. There was nothing I could do until I turned to the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If it took the cross to save you and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, him nailed on that cross, you remember this, the only thing that 'll keep you saved is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If it took the cross, if it took his death to save you, it's going to take his death to keep you. He says tonight, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. It bothered us. And took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That cross was not yours. That cross was not mine. I could not handle it and I could not bear it. That cross was his. And he went there and he nailed your sin, he nailed my sin on an old rugged cross tonight so you and I can have a freedom hymn in our life tonight. I want to ask you, when was the last time you knew you were set free from the bondage of sin? You don't have to be the same old man. Let me give you this. Number one, we have freedom of Christ. Number two, we have freedom in the cross. And number three, we have freedom in our conversion when we've been born again. Turn with me to John 8:36 tonight. We have freedom when we've been born again tonight. John 8:36. The freedom hymn, what we can sing tonight, we have victory in Jesus. John 8:36 tonight, we keep standing in that freedom of the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John 8:36 tonight, not only do we have freedom of Christ and freedom of the cross and freedom in our conversion, in John 8:36, the Bible says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. No longer tied down to anything. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Let's go back to our text tonight, Galatians chapter number 5. Number one, if we're going to have freedom tonight, you got to keep standing in that freedom. You got to keep standing in the freedom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number two, and boy, this is going to be good for you. It's good for me. Number two, you must stop seeking man's approval. I can please this side tonight, and this side won't be pleased tomorrow, and that side may not never be pleased. I can please this side tonight, and this side tomorrow, and this side may not never be pleased. You know, man's never pleased. Man was born in the Garden of Eden. He was formed in the Garden of Eden, and it was perfect there. There was nothing, no blemishes there. It was beautiful, and man still fell. He was still not pleased. The Lord told him, he said, one thing you can't have, but he wanted it anyway. Friends, tonight, let me give you this. Number one, you must keep standing in freedom. And number two, in 2021, you must stop seeking man's approval in the things that you do for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says in verse number 1 of chapter number 5, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He says tonight we must stop seeking man's approval. Man is never satisfied. But there was a time that God was satisfied, and he was satisfied with that lamb offering on the cross of Calvary. It said in Isaiah said it pleased him that he should bruise his son. It pleased him when he died, when Jesus Christ died on that cross. You know why it pleased him? Because it was a perfect sacrifice. You know what pleased him? It was the blood that was shed. So tonight, if I'm going to please God, I'm only going to be able to please him through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight. It won't be by my good works. It won't be by my preaching. It won't be by my singing. It won't be by none of them things. What's going to please God when he looks down on an old filthy sinner like me, when he looks down on me, is that the blood has been applied. Tonight, if you're looking to please man, you won't please him. You won't please him. Tonight, if you're looking to please God, you cannot please him. There's only one way you can please God, and that's that the blood's been applied. He says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. In 2021, number one, this is a church. Let's just do this. Let's just walk in the freedom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Number two, let's quit trying to please man. Let's please God. He says man is never satisfied, and God is satisfied with the blood sacrifice that was given on the cross of Calvary. Just turn right here in the book of Galatians, back to Galatians 1:10, and that's what I'm talking about tonight. He said, if you're going to stand in this freedom that God has given you and I, we must keep standing in freedom. And number two, we must stop seeking man's approval. Look what he says here tonight in Galatians 1:10. Paul told the church at Galatia, Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, or I tell you the truth, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man, but it's after Jesus Christ. He says tonight, if you want to be free this 2021, I'm talking about a saved man. You've already been set free. We just got to live that way. Just got to live that way. Man, I hope I don't mess up. Don't worry about messing up. Man, I hope I don't. Don't worry about it. God's got it. Boy, that's a shocker, but that God's got it. God's got it. If you're walking around and worried about messing up all your life, all you're going to do is be focused on your mess up. You've heard this, and I have too. There's so much in our life, we start telling God how big our problem is instead of telling our problem how big our God is. That sin's in your life, whatever it may be, whatever you're struggling with tonight, instead of telling God, God, you know this problem I got. Why don't you start telling it, hey, let me tell you about a God I got that nailed you to the cross. That problem I got in my life right here, it was nailed to that cross. Whatever's going on in your life that you can't get over, just remember, it was nailed to the cross. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, whatever's going on that is bothering you and troubling you tonight, remember, it was nailed to the cross. He nailed it there. He nailed that to the cross of Calvary. And he says tonight, I want you to stand in that. I want you to quit trying to please men and do what I tell you to do. If you look in Galatians 1 there that we're at, and you look at verse number 10, and the subpoint up underneath it is 1 Samuel 24:7 is what it wants you to reverence back to. And let me give you this little story. You know 1 Samuel 24:7, what's going on here in the Bible. It's King Saul and David. Saul's going to kill David. He's dead. And King Saul is, I mean, he's dead meat. And they run him all night long, and old David, he gets into a cave, him and his men, and they get all the way in the back, in the very back of the cave, and they hunker down. And Saul, man's done got tiresome, and he's going to hide out too, and he goes into the same cave. And guess what? David's behind him, and Saul falls asleep, and David's got him right where he wants him. And all David's got to do is take the sword out, man, and kill him. He's dead, dead meat, gone. He could kill him, and he's gone. But you know what David did? David runs up there, and he just cuts off a little bit of his Detroit term. Let me give you Detroit. Just a little bit of his shirt tail. He just cuts off a little bit of his shirt tail. Come daylight, Saul goes out, and David goes out behind him and gets a pretty good distance, and he hollers, "King Saul, the anointed!" And Saul turns around, and he's waving that, and he said, "Man, I could," Detroit term, "man, I could have got you." If you read 1 Samuel 24, you know what David's men told him to do? He said, "Kill him." They wanted him dead. King David said, "I'm going to give him grace. I know he deserves death because he's trying to kill me, but I'm going to show him grace. I'm going to show him freedom that God showed me. I know right now he deserves this, but I'm going to show him freedom. I'm going to show him grace. I'm going to show him mercy." In 2021, you know what? We got a choice to do. We can show grace and mercy, or we can show wrath. I believe in 2021, I don't know about you, but me, I want to show grace and mercy. Because the more grace and mercy I show to this individual, the more grace and mercy God will show to me. Amen? The more he'll put back on me. Every one of David's guys there with him said, "You should have killed him." And David said, "Oh, no." You know why he didn't kill him? He said, "You ain't supposed to raise your hand against the anointed. You're not supposed to raise your hand against the anointed." He, David, knew that if he killed Saul, it's going to be rough on him. Folks, this year, let's just live in freedom. Let me give you this. Let's keep standing in freedom. Let's stop seeking man's approval. And number three, if you look back at the text, let's don't get entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Let's don't get entangled with the yoke of bondage again in our life. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't get entangled with sin. It'll take you further than you ever want to go. It'll cost you more than you ever want to pay. And sin will keep you longer than you ever want to stay. Had an old boy, man, he's my friend. I went to him and I told him, I said, "Man, you don't like living this way. You're born, you don't like living this way. Man, you've been in church, come on, man, you don't like living this way." He said, "You don't understand." I said, "What do you mean I don't understand?" He said, "Since you got saved, you've not been back out in the world." And I looked at him, I said, "Huh?" He said, "You don't know how hard it is when you get entangled back with the affairs of this world." He said, "It ain't just getting up going to church on Sunday no more. It's not that easy no more. When you get entangled in that bondage, in that yoke, that sin will just about strangle you out." That's from a man that knows what it is to be in the house of the Lord and doing what the Lord's called him to do, walking with him, walking hand in hand with the Lord. He said, "You don't understand." And as your pastor this afternoon, I pray I never understand that. You notice I said I pray I don't understand that. There's not a person in this room that's immune not to get entangled with the sins of this world. From this side, every one of you, next week you could be entangled with the sins of this world. Middle group, boy, you don't hear this a lot. You get entangled if you ain't careful. This group over here, you can get entangled if you ain't careful. You get wrapped up in something that you don't want to be wrapped up in. He told the church at Galatia, he said, "Number one, what I want you to do is I want you to keep standing in freedom. Number two, I want you to stop seeking man's approval. And number three, I do not want you to get entangled with the yoke of bondage." Look here in verse number 5. Verse number 1 of chapter number 5. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and be not entangled," Galatians 5:1, "and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Get away from it. Get away from it. Get away from it. You couldn't handle it before, and you'll never be able to handle it again. You won't. You won't. You couldn't handle it before, and you can't handle it now. Dabble a little, and you'll be all the way in. Leave it alone. Follow Christ. It's a better life. He says this. He don't want you to get entangled in all this. He don't want you living a list of do's and don'ts. He wants you to live in Galatians 5:22. He wants you to live with love, mercy, and grace which is freedom tonight. He says tonight in Galatians 5:23, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. You'll never find a law where it says, man, you got to treat that person good. You'll never find a law where, hey, you got to be extra kind to that person, or you can show them kindness. There's not a law against that. You can be kind to all you want to be, and you can be loving all you want to be. 2021, I want to say this. I don't want to be entangled in this yoke no more. I want to read you this tonight. I got a book I've been reading. I want to read this to you tonight. Amen? About not getting entangled. See if this don't fit pretty good. The late J. Vernon McGee, he told the story of a lady who lived in the Deep South and had a close relationship with her childhood sweetheart. She fell in love with him and ultimately married him. Their life together was not perfect, but it was rewarding. There was faithfulness and there were times of joy. This continued for years until he was suddenly taken from her side by a heart attack. Not being able to part with him visibly, she decided to have him embalmed, put in a chair, sealed up in a glass case, and placed immediately inside the front door of their large plantation home. Every time she walked through the door, she smiled. Hi, John, how are you? Then she walked right up the stairs. Things rocked along as normal as possible, months after months, years after years. There he sat, day after day, as she acknowledged his presence with a smile and friendly wave. A year or so later, she decided to take a lengthy trip to Europe. It was a delightful change of scenery. In fact, while in Europe, she met a fine American gentleman who was also vacationing over there. He swept her off her feet. After a whirlwind romance, they got married and honeymooned all over Europe. She said nothing about old John back on the farm. Finally, they traveled together back to the States, driving up the winding road to her home. Her new husband decided, this is my moment to lift my bride over the threshold and to carry her back into her home, this wonderful place where they'll live together forever. He picked her up, bumped the door open with his hip, and walked right in. He almost dropped his bride on the floor. Who is this? Well, that's John. He was my old man. He said, he's history, he's dead. The new husband immediately dug a big hole and buried her former old man in his case and all. Get this, that's exactly what Christ has done for you and I. However, without realizing the effect, many Christians put the old man in a case and greet him every morning and cater to him every day of their lives. We live as though our old man is alive, even though we are dead to him. He has no right to be in our conscious thinking. We serve a new master who has walked us across the threshold, who has awakened us to a new life, new love, a new relationship, and entirely a different future. You got laughing. That was crazy that she would embalm her husband, stick him in the corner and greet him every day. Galatians 2:20 said, for I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That old man's dead. He's gone. I should not feed him on a daily basis. What feeds him? The former things I used to do. You keep feeding that old man, it won't be long. He'll be in the corner each and every day of your life wanting more food. Amen? You said, what feeds him? Getting entangled with the affairs of this world. Folks, tonight, let me give you this. We must keep standing in freedom, stop seeking man's approval, and do not get entangled with bondage, the yoke of bondage, or the old man we used to be. 2021, that old man from last year, he's gone. He got no place in my life. See you later. Hasta la vista. Gone. There's a new man on the scene. His name's Jesus Christ. The fourth thing I want to give you tonight, and we'll close and go home, is if you want to be able to sing a freedom hymn and tell people, I am free, I am free, you must live by the Word of God. That's not a list of do's and don'ts. That's just you must live by the Word of God. You got to stand in that freedom. You got to stop seeking man's approval. You can't never please him anyway. Don't get entangled with the yoke of bondage or this old man, and live in the Word of God each and every day of your life. Live by that Word each and every day of your life. I ain't going there. All right, let's go to verse number 4. We're on a good note. I ain't going to make it sour. Amen. Well, don't you thank God for the Holy Ghost? Fixing to say something that's on your lips. He's like, no, come on back with that. You get that some other time. Christ, look here in verse number 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you. If you're saved and you're still keeping a list, I can't do this, and I don't need to do that. Listen to me as a pastor. If you're born again and you've got a list of do's and don'ts in your life, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't do this, I don't do that. Listen, you're miserable. If you're keeping a checklist of what you do good and what you do bad, you're miserable. Live in freedom, live in grace. If you don't, you're going to be the most miserable Christian anybody will ever come in contact with. Because guess what? That checklist, you're going to have more checks on it than you can really realize that you have. And don't put a checklist on somebody else's life and making sure they're checking that box. Christ has become of no effect unto you. It's no good in your life. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. What does that mean, preacher? That means if you're going to live under the law, the grace is no good to you anyway. If you've got to live under the law and do what, hey, he did not come to destroy the law. Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law. That's what the book says. He fulfilled the law. We never could fulfill the law. The law gives you a list of do's and don'ts that you can never keep, could never keep. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross. He fulfilled that law, every obligation, everything God wanted, everything that he needed. Jesus Christ fulfilled that on the cross of Calvary. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, at that moment that blood comes in, and when God looks down from heaven, he don't see B.J. Mills, the sinner that I am. He sees B.J. Mills, a new creation in Christ Jesus. That the blood's been applied to my life. Friends, this afternoon, if we get a hold of that in 2021, that we live by grace, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, but it is a what? A gift of God, gift from God. Then you'll have freedom in what God has called you to do. Until I get there and until you get there, we'll be entangled in bondage and we'll be in a yoke that we cannot get out of. When we live under grace, we live under mercy and not under the law, we have been set free. Let me give you this. We must live victorious and not as a bunch of victims around here when we walk into this place. Amen. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. He gives you a new life. He's given you a new love. And when you're born again, he gives you a new relationship with the Son, which provides me a relationship with the Father. My relationship with God is only through his Son, Jesus Christ. It's only through his Son, Jesus Christ. Folks, this new year, I want you to get a hold of this like never before. He says that we have that freedom, we have that mercy, and we have that grace only through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When that blood's been applied, you're saved. Saved. And we can walk in freedom knowing that we've been born again by Jesus Christ. Walk in freedom, not having to feed the old man or do what the old man would do, but walk in freedom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you go back to Romans 5:1, he says this, just listen to this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The only way I can ever have peace with God is through Jesus Christ. No other way will I ever get peace but through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This new year, I want you and I want I to do one thing this new year. I want us to live in freedom of what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. Live in that freedom like never before. Let God just saturate your heart with that. Man, he'll do something in your life like never before. He'll set a fire down in your soul. Man, he'll do something in your life like you've never seen when you start walking in what Christ Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. that freedom hymn, that freedom song, what he's given you and he's given I, he's given us freedom over death, hell, and the grave. I said before, if the blood of Jesus Christ is not enough to get me to heaven, I will go to hell. I will. Because I can't do enough good. My righteousness is as filthy rags, it'd be useless. It's by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when he died on that cross, that's what made it a gift. He gives it to you and I freely. I would ask you a question this afternoon. Cherish. I'd tell you something. Just cherish your gift. Enjoy it. Because he's giving it to you. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the freedom that's in Jesus Christ. Lord God, in 2021, we've done talked about, Father God, in three services now, we've talked about how not to fizzle out. And man, we got a character to protect. And we're just looking to you for each and everything. And we develop that endurance in our life. The only way we're going to have that endurance and be what you've called us to be is by living in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, tonight, I pray as we leave this place and we exit this building tonight, I pray that we feel that freedom when we walk out. Father God, that we feel that love, that mercy, and that grace. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us that's lifted up names tonight, unspoken requests, family members, the ones that are sick, ones that's lost loved ones, I'd pray tonight that you'd comfort them families as only you can. Lord, I thank you tonight for your Son, Jesus. Bless these folks. Watch over them tonight. Just give us traveling grace home. And we ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen.